AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The warning is out in all 50 state capitals. The threat of violence is a possibility leading up to Inauguration Day. Ralph Northam is the governor of Virginia.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the State House in Columbus and state office buildings in the days around the inauguration.
The sad truth is that there are people in our country who want to turn peaceful protests into opportunities for violence.
This is the reaction to the deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol. Wisconsin's newest member of Congress, Republican Scott Fitzgerald, says he doesn't know if President Trump was to blame for inciting the riot.
They're very good people. What we saw, last week, it's hard for me. Although I know that it's being used, because I heard it on the floor of the House being used, to lump everybody together into one category and say, all 75 million people that supported Trump or voted for Trump, you're terrible people.
The number of National Guard troops coming to Washington by Inauguration Day has grown to 26,000, and some will be armed. President Trump's impeachment trial could begin Inauguration Day, just after Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, is suing the New York Police Department over treatment of protesters following the death by police in Minnesota of George Floyd.
We are also seeking an order from the court declaring that NYPD's response two protesters were in fact unlawful and in violation of their first, their fourth, and 14th constitutional rights.
Coronavirus vaccines and masks will be priorities for President-elect Joe Biden as he begins his term. This is AP News. Toyota will pay $180 million to settle government allegations it ignored or failed to fix problems with pollution control.
Along with the settlement, Toyota also agreed to investigate future emissions-related defects quickly and report them to the EPA in a timely manner. The Japanese company was accused in a government lawsuit of delays in filing 78 emissions defect reports as required by the Clean Air Act. In a statement, Toyota said it reported the problems to the EPA 5 years ago after finding a, quote, process gap that brought delays in filing the reports. Toyota is the third automaker in recent years to pay penalties for Clean Air Act violations, along with Volkswagen and Fiat Chrysler. I'm Shelley Adler.
Searchers using inflatable yellow rafts drove metal poles into deep mud as they searched for a woman who was swept away by a landslide in Oregon during a powerful winter storm. The woman's SUV has been found. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.